friends. Welcome to Story Behind Podcast. This is the show for people who love hearing a good story and who believe the world could use more positivity. We're the team behind God Updates and God Too, and we hope these weekly short stories will brighten your day.
Heartbroken parents are blindsided as they find themselves saying goodbye to 15-month-old. Written by Heather Riggleman, read by Julie Provost. At just 15 months old, Poppy Massey passed away from TBCD, a genetic disorder that impacts the brain, spinal cord, and frequently other areas of the body. And this left her heartbroken parents completely blindsided. In a world often marred by sorrow, Kaylee and Jake Massey found themselves navigating the depths of grief. Heartache struck when their beloved daughter Poppy departed this world at the tender age of 15 months. "We were blindsided that her body couldn't take it anymore," Kaylee recalled. Poppy's story began with the innocence of a perfect newborn. However, it evolved into a narrative of resilience as her parents discovered the challenges ahead. At 4 months old, Kaylee noticed that something didn't seem right with Poppy's eyes. That first initial appointment led to devastating news. "When she was 5 months old, we finally got that, and the MRI showed that the center part of her brain, the corpus calcium, hadn't developed properly, if at all," Kaylee said. From that moment on, uncertainty clouded the dreams they had for Poppy. At 9 months, the diagnosis of TBCD unveiled a path untraveled. It was a journey fraught with uncertainties and medical complexities. Poppy became only the 38th child in the world diagnosed with TCBD. Amidst the storm of diagnosis and medical revelations, the Masseys clung to hope. They continued nurturing their precious Poppy through each hurdle. As the family faced a respiratory infection leading to Poppy's hospitalization, they encountered the unexpected news that would forever alter their lives. "I was just panicky because I felt like Poppy couldn't breathe, and we were so heightened with Poppy," she recalls. Despite the diagnosis of pneumonia in Poppy's lungs and a positive test for a respiratory infection, Kaylee and her husband did not anticipate the severity of this hospital stay. "There have been other kiddos with this TBCD genetic condition that have had pneumonia and hospital stays, and they're there for a week and they go home. And so we had only heard from these other families that they get over it and then they go home and they live to be 3 to 5 years old. We were blindsided that her body couldn't take it anymore," Kaylee said. When doctors moved Poppy into the ICU, the baby girl's eyes met her mother's gaze and a heartwarming reality unfolded. The atmosphere shifted as her tiny heart ceased its beating, prompting an urgent response from the medical team. Amid the chaotic scene, the charge nurse initiated CPR while frantic voices called for a code. This heart-wrenching event unfolded early in the morning. It granted the Masseys approximately 5 precious hours with their beloved Poppy. An appointed decision, recognizing the importance of including their other children, Rosie and Peter, in this painful goodbye. The Masseys faced the agonizing task of explaining to the youngsters that their sister would not survive the day. The decision to transform Poppy's ashes into parting stones became a testament to the family's desire for a gentle reminder of their sweet girl in their home. Each stone, speckled with hues of white and yellow, became a cherished memento. In the mosaic of sorrow and grief, the Massey family finds solace that God cradled them in their darkest hour and understood the pain of losing a child. Through the pain, may the hope of a future reunion in heaven cradle them, where one day their family will once again be whole. So with you, now is your time of grief, but I will see you again, and you will rejoice, and no one will take away your joy. John 16:22.
Hi, everyone. If you've been injured in an accident that was not your fault, listen up. We have legal professionals standing by to answer your questions for free. Call now and find out if you have a case and how much it's potentially worth. Call 800-497-4410. I'm here with spokesman John Wolf. So, John, tell everyone listening who should call right now.
Well, Maria, first off, thank you for having me here. It's always nice to answer the listeners' questions. Now, as far as who should call in, anyone who's been injured in an accident and think you deserve compensation, give us a call right now. 800-497-4410. You'll find out if you have a case and how much it's potentially worth.
Thanks, John. You heard it, folks. Take advantage of this opportunity and call now. 800-497-4410.
Advertisement sponsored by Legal Help Center may not be available in all states.
Determined Dog tracked the scent for over 2 miles in the freezing cold, and it saved a missing child. Written by Heather Riggleman, read by Julie Provost. Canine Bizza, a determined dog, tracked a scent for over 2 miles in the freezing cold, and it saved a missing child. In a heartwarming twist of fate and paw of determination, a furry hero emerged from the icy chill to rescue a missing child in Auburn, Massachusetts. The Auburn Police Department, APD, faced a race against time to locate a lost 12-year-old who had wandered off in the bitter cold. Officer Lundgren and his loyal partner, Canine Bizza, stepped up for the challenge in this tale of tail-wagging suspense and canine courage. This dynamic duo embarked on a mission, one that would lead them through snow-covered trails and frosty fields. As temperatures plummeted, the urgency of the situation only intensified. Amidst the swirling snowflakes and biting winds, Canine Bizza remained undeterred. His determination was unmatched by any obstacle in his path. With every step, he followed the scent, weaving through the wintry landscape with the precision of a seasoned detective and God's divine intervention to help lead this furry hero to a child in danger. Over 2 miles, they traversed, a testament to the miraculous guidance of God's plan for man and his best friend. Just when hope seemed to flicker in the cold night air, Canine Bizza's keen senses led them to a sign that the missing child had been near. With renewed vigor, officers descended upon the area, their collective efforts fueled by the divine intervention of the four-legged companion. Amidst the snowy expanse, they found the child safe and sound, a beacon of hope during a winter's night. After this incredible rescue, the Auburn Police Department expressed gratitude and awe for Canine Bizza and his handler, Officer Lundgren. When all seemed lost, the bond between man, dog, and the guiding hand of God brought his story to a joyous and safe end. Indeed, it's a reminder that miracles come in all shapes and sizes, even in the form of a divine dog on a frosty trail. In the heartwarming tale of bravery and divine intervention, we are reminded that just as the shepherd watches over his flock, God also watches and guided the brave team. Canine Bizza sniffed out hope, proving once again that where there's a wag, there's a way. The Lord is my shepherd, I lack nothing. He makes me lie down in green pastures. He leads me beside quiet waters. He refreshes my soul. He guides me along the right paths for his namesake. Even though I walk through the darkest valley, I will fear no evil, for you are with me. Your rod and your staff, they comfort me. Psalm 23:1-4.
Thank you so much for listening to Story Behind Podcast. We're really glad you joined us for this week's story. To see photos and videos that may have been referenced in this episode, check out the links in the show notes. And if you enjoyed what you heard today, subscribe to our podcast and please tell a friend about us. We'd also love it if you'd rate us and leave us a review. It really does help more people find us. Story Behind is a Salem Web Network production.
Our world can feel chaotic and uncertain, but we don't have to live enslaved to fear. Christ has promised me and you his peace, and throughout Scripture has provided powerful tools and practical steps to help us experience greater freedom. I'm Jennifer Slattery, lead host of the Faith Over Fear podcast, inviting you to join me and my team as together we learn how to starve our fears and feed our faith. Subscribe at lifeaudio.com or wherever you access podcast content.